Blog Talk Radio.
Of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. It is September the 13th, year of our Lord 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We are so very glad that you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are on every Monday night. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe Africa is where it all began. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. We know that the gospel music story cannot be told in a one-hour program, but each week we come and bring you the very best in gospel music and the great achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. When you go to the Facebook page, you will find some of the music that we play on the program. You will also find articles about various gospel artists. And you will also find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. All of the programs here are archived. That means you can go back to the Gospel Gold Facebook page at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on the link, and it will take you directly to that program. We have recorded many programs this year and last year. So go to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page, scroll up and down, find the programs or any program that you would like to hear and click on the link for that program and it will take you directly there. Be a part of the Gospel Gold community. Gospel Gold is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry and by great supporters like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. That Cash App starts with a dollar sign and the word Gospel Gold, one word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. One of the things that we try to do each week is to bring to you and introduce or reintroduce gospel artists, groups, choirs, and various styles of gospel music. We continue to do so. We thank God for all of you who have been supporters of Gospel Gold over the years. We have had many supporters, many of those who have given us great accolade. If you would like to get in touch with Gospel Gold, you can do so by email. The email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can also leave your comments on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what you feel about the program and the information that you may have concerning traditional African-American gospel music. So be a part of the Gospel Gold program and the Gospel Gold community so that you will stay in touch with us and we can definitely stay in touch with you. We always start our program out with prayer, if you don't mind. Pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight is solo recording artist night, and there have been many that we have featured over the last few seasons. Tonight we're going to try to reintroduce and introduce three more if we have the time in this program. But tonight is solo gospel artist, and we're going to feature three of them tonight. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to introduce our program for tonight.
Whatever you
If you would like to speak to us live in the studio tonight, you can do so. We do have a call-in number. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call in and speak to us directly in the studio tonight. As I said earlier, tonight we are featuring gospel solo artists. Some have been members of groups and decided to go on and do a solo career. We have featured many in the past: Albertina Walker, Inez Andrews, Dr. Washington. We have brought forth many solo artists during the course of the season. And tonight, I wanted to bring one of my personal favorites, a name that you will well recognize, Pastor Shirley Ann Caesar Williams. Pastor Shirley Ann Caesar Williams was born October 13, 1938. Known professionally as Pastor Shirley Caesar, she's an American gospel singer, songwriter, recording artist whose career has spanned over seven decades. A multi-award-winning artist, 12 Grammy Awards, along with Dove Awards, Stellar Awards to her credit. She is known as the First Lady of Gospel Music and the Queen of Gospel Music. She began recording at the age of 12, 1951, on the Federal Recording Label. Pastor Caesar has released over 40 albums. She has participated in over 16 compilations, three gospel musicals, Mama, I Want to Sing 1, 2, and 3, and Born to Sing. Pastor Caesar first began singing and performing for family and friends. She began singing as Baby Shirley Caesar all over the Carolinas as invitations began to pour in. She could only perform on weekends due to being in school during the weekdays. Her professional music career began in 1958 at 19 when she approached Albertina Walker about joining the Caravans. We did a special on the Caravans early last season and Pastor Caesar last season. If you want to go back to the Facebook page, you can find that program there. The fact Caravans was one of the most popular gospel groups at the time. Albertina wanted this vocally talented young lady, Shirley Caesar, in her group after hearing her sing a solo. She decided to forgo her education and join the group. Pastor Caesar recorded and performed with Albertina Walker, Cassetta George, Inez Andrews, Dolores Washington, Joseph Howard, Eddie Williams, James Herndon while in the Caravans. Her biggest hit with the Caravans was the song Sweeping Through the City, followed by No Coward Soldier. After 8 years with the Caravan, she decided to leave after being offered a solo career with HOB Records. Her first album on the HOB label was entitled I'll Go, backed up by the Institutional Radio Choir, and includes the classics Oh Peter, Don't Be Afraid, and Choose Ye This Day. Other hits soon followed with recordings such as Satan, We're Going to Tear Your Kingdom Down, and God Is Not Dead, He Is Yet Alive, and the classic Don't Drive Your Mother Away. In 1971, Pastor Caesar won her first Grammy Award for her recording, Put Your Hand in the Hand of the Man. And in 1975, her recording of the song No Charge became an instant hit and her first gold record. Despite the success, she wanted to reach larger audiences and felt this wasn't being achieved with the record company she was with. So she decided not to renew her recording contract with them, which ended that same year. Pastor Caesar is a recipient of 1999 National Heritage Fellowship from the National Endowment for the Arts, which is the highest United States honor in the folk and traditional arts. She was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2000. She was inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame in 2010. She's performed for President Barack and Michelle Obama at the White House in 2015, along with Aretha Franklin. And in May of 2016, the National Museum of African American Music honored her with the Rhapsody and Rhythm Award in Nashville, Tennessee, in advance of the planning for the 2018 opening of that historic museum. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce proudly honored gospel singer Shirley Caesar with the 2,530th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Tuesday, June the 28th, 2016. This great lady of gospel has recorded so many hits. I mean, so many hits. It's hard to even begin to even get into her discography. There are so many hits that have been recorded by this great lady of gospel. She is one of my personal favorites. I enjoy hearing her every time I hear her. I've had the opportunity to hear her live, and I'm telling you, it was a very, very spiritual moment for me and for those who were in the audience to be in a crowd with her and hear this great lady of gospel sing. I wanted to bring that sound to you tonight. We're going to play a couple of her songs. He'll Do It Again, and I'm Getting Ready, recorded in 1969. Pastor Shirley Caesar on Gospel Gold.
You may feel down and feel like God has somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances that you can't get through. Right now it seems that there's no way out, you're going under. God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you.
can hear the church bell tolling. I can hear the saints are singing. I can see God's wheels are rolling. Somebody leaving a world of torn and strife. Oh, I realize that surely and eventually we've got to leave this world behind. That's why I'm meet the Lord. Oh, yes, I am. A woman came to me one day. She came and said, Shirley, I got something to tell you now. I'm not ready to give up my wicked way. Then she told me this.
Season, and hopefully we will have her as our guest, that she will be able to, we'll be able to interview her. We cannot do her justice in a one-hour program with other artists, so we're going to take some time next season and do the full hour on Pastor Shirley Caesar. The next artist, solo artist that I'd like to bring to your attention tonight is a young man by the name of Joshua Nielsen. Joshua Nielsen is black and Jewish, and he goes by the nickname of the Prince of Kosher Gospel. He called himself that name. His grandparents immigrated to the United States from Senegal, and he became fascinated with music when he was 8 while living in Brooklyn, New York. His fascination lasted after he graduated from Newark's Performing Arts High School. Nielsen was the high school official soloist for 4 years. He studied there. He went on to do a 2-year college program in Israel, studying at the Hebrew Union College, as well as the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. While attending Hebrew University, he started blending Hebrew texts with gospel melodies and arranging Jewish hymns in gospel style, resulting in solo disc-like Hebrew soul. Both of his parents are Jewish, and his family attended temple at the Black Synagogue in Brooklyn, New York, then switched to Shirley Tefillah Israel in South Orange, New Jersey, a Reformed synagogue with a liberal reputation. Nielsen is both a Jewish gospel singer in the tradition of Mahalia Jackson and a full-time Hebrew teacher at the Hebrew school there in New Jersey. I wanted to bring this sound to you. This young man has a style that he took from Mahalia Jackson. And he's a great solo artist, a great singer. And I wanted to bring him to you tonight. Joshua Nielsen on Gospel Gold, and you'll only hear it right here. Thank you.
taking more. Lord God, no, no, the fuller sin. God's got to be and you can get it. Just listen, I shrink. Just listen, I shrink. Just listen, I shrink. Some moaning, some groaning.
Joshua Nelson. Clearly you can hear the influence of Mahalia Jackson in his singing. If you don't have any of his songs in your library, I suggest you do so. It will greatly broaden your library. The last solo artist I'd like to bring to your attention is another name that you would probably know. That's Charles Johnson. Charles Johnson, a guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, whose contributions to the gospel music genre include a classic song that has sometime mistaken for a weather report. It's called It's Gonna Rain. From the early 60s through the 80s, he was associated and the one of the original members of the Sensational Nightingales, a superb gospel ensemble that has been active since the Second World War. Following that, Charles Johnson began leading his own group, mostly notable Charles Johnson and the Revivals. Like many artists from his genre, Johnson's musical background was singing in the church with his family. In the late 40s, he was working on several ranches in Texas, singing on the weekends with friends. He moved to California in the 1950s, basically following the same split lifestyle until joining up with the Sensational Nightingales in 1961. At this point, singing became a full-time activity. The group embarked on a series of international tours, regularly putting on sides of labels such as Malaco and others. Johnson became the group's lead singer and soon established himself as one of the lead songwriters for the group. Charles Johnson and the Revivals were originally formed with a collaboration from the Daryl and Ricky Lester. Seal to the Day of Redemption began to get very heavy airplay over the radio in the 1980s, leading to a new audience for a lifestyle or a style that eventually became known as Southern Gospel. Many of you have heard the name Charles Johnson. I'm reading kind of fast because my time is running out, but I wanted to bring this great man of gospel forward tonight. I Won't Have to Go Cross Alone, recorded in 1995, and I Believe He Died for Me, featuring Lester Brothers, recorded in 1993, and The End of Time is Drawing Nigh, if we have the time to do so. Here is Charles Johnson, formerly of the Sensational Nightingales, with I Won't Have to Cross Alone, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
there are hills in my pathway that I must climb. There's a wilderness out in front of me that I must go through. There's a river I must cross just before I get home, but I won't have to cross it alone. Jesus will meet me at the bank of the river. He'll take me to the other side. The water may be troubled, the wind may blow strong, but I won't have to cross it alone. Now this road I travel, it's called the straight and narrow, and I'll take each step in Jesus' name. When I come down to the river, just this side of that sweet forever, I won't have to cross it alone. This is why Jesus will meet me at the bank of the river. He'll take me to the other side. Water may be troubled, the wind may blow strong, but I won't have to cross it alone. To my sisters and brothers on this road to life eternal, sometimes the way seems so cold. When you come down to the Jordan, just this side of home, you won't have to cross it alone. Help me sing the song, children. Jesus will meet you at the bank of the river. He'll take you to the other side.
My Savior spilled. I never heard the mob that cried, oh, let him be crucified. No, I never saw him, but I believe for me he died. And every drop of blood he shed for me, me. There's a lot of things that I cannot see. The many burdens that my Savior bore, I never saw the crown of thorns that my Jesus wore. I never saw that lonely hill where he was crucified. No, I never saw it, but I believe for me he died. And every step that he took, how many of you believe that here tonight? Took care. Presence of the Lord here tonight, church. In every drop of blood he shed, I'm glad he shed it just for me. Can I get a witness here tonight? Now there's a lot of things, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I cannot see.
Get an opportunity to see, but I'm so glad that I believe that when Jesus died, even over 2,000 years ago I believe Jesus had me in mind. Hallelujah.
I never saw the rusty nails that they drove through his hands and his feet. And you see, I wasn't there to hear him say to his father, why did thou forsake me? Remember the reading this? I never saw the Roman soldiers when they pierced him in his side. But when he hung his head and the locks of his shoulders, I believe for me he died. And every step he took
to Calvary.
Somebody ought to shout praise the Lord. And there's a lot of things that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. But I believe when Jesus died, he died for me.
Well, beloved, our time is up. I thank you for yours. We have brought three great solo artists, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Joshua Nelson, and Charles Johnson tonight. And we pray, God, that you will listen to more of their music. Great, great gospel entertainers, great gospel singers who have made such a great impact in the gospel recording industry. Don't forget, each Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10, we come with the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. If you would like to go to our Facebook page, please go there. You'll find more information concerning Gospel Gold. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so with the Cash App. $, the word Gospel Gold, two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We would love to hear from you. Well, next week is quartet night. We're looking forward to that on quartet night. We always have a good time on quartet night. We invite you to come back next week, Monday night, 9 p.m., for another new edition of Gospel Gold. We're going to go home tonight with another selection by Pastor Shirley Caesar, The Faded Rose. God bless you. Have a great week.
You know, all too soon, seemingly our children grow up overnight. They get married, some of them go to college. They move away from home to New York and Chicago and other places. But the saddest thing about it is that they forget that they have a darling mother back home. So it is, I'm thinking about a young man who left and moved away to Germany. And while he was there, he was critically wounded, so much so that the doctor said that he never would walk again. He had braces on his legs, and another sad thing happened to that young man. He lost his mother, and the family tried to get in touch with him, but to no avail. And finally we see that young man standing with braces on his legs before a fresh grave, with one faded rose in his hand. As he began to drop the petals from the rose on that grave, he began to talk to his mother. These are some of the words that he was saying to his mother.
Give you a flower every night.